Vasquez looked at me amusedly, evidently satisfied that he'd achieved the desired effect. What it also does is make me wonder why you're so touchy.
You were in my shoes, you'd be a fuck of a lot more than touchy.
Then he did something that surprised me, taking his hand from his pocket, slowly enough that I had time to see there was no weapon there.
You see this, Mirabel?
I don't know quite what I was expecting, but the clenched fist he showed me looked normal enough. There was nothing deformed or unusual about it, nothing, in fact, particularly red about it. It looks like a hand, Vasquez. He clenched the fist even harder, and then something odd happened. Blood began to trickle out of his grip, slowly at first, but in an increasingly strong flow. I watched it spatter on the floor, scarlet on green.
That's why they call me what they do, because I bleed from my right hand. Fucking original, right?
He opened his fist, revealing blood pouring out of a small hole somewhere near the middle of his palm.
Here's the deal. It's a stigma, like a mark of Christ.
With his good hand he reached into his other pocket and pulled out a kerchief, wadding it into a ball and pressing it against the wound to stanch the flow.
I can almost will it to happen sometimes. Houseman cultists got to you, didn't they?
Dieterling said. They crucified Sky as well. They drove a nail into his right hand. I don't understand, I said.
Shall I tell him? Be my guest, Snake. The man clearly needs educating.
Dieterling turned to me. Houseman's cultists split up into a number of different sects over the last century or so. Some of them took their ideas from penitential monks, trying to inflict on themselves some of the pain Sky must have gone through. They locked themselves away in darkness, until the isolation almost drives them insane, or makes them start seeing things. Some of them cut off their left arms. Some even crucify themselves. Sometimes they die in the process. He paused and looked at Vasquez, as if seeking permission to continue. But there's a more extreme sect that does all that and more. And they don't stop there. They spread the message not by word of mouth or writing, but by indoctrinal virus. Go on, I said. It must have been engineered for them. Probably by ultras, or maybe one of them even took a trip to see the jugglers and they screwed around with his neurochemistry. It doesn't matter. All that does is that the virus is contagious, transmittable through the air, and it infects almost everyone, turning them into cultists.
No.
It was Vasquez speaking now. He had found a fresh cigarette for himself.
It fucks with you. But it doesn't turn you into one of them. Got that? You get visions, and you have dreams, and you sometimes feel the need.
He paused, and nodded towards the dolphin jutting from the wall.
You see that fish skull? Cost me a fucking arm and a leg. Used to belong to Sleek, one of the ones on the ship. Having shit like that around comforts me, stops me shaking. But that's as far as it goes.
And the hand?
Vasquez said, some of the viruses make physical changes happen. I was lucky in a way. There's one that makes you go blind, another that makes you scared of the dark. Another that makes your left arm wither away and drop off. You know, a little blood now and again, it doesn't bother me. At first, before many people knew about the virus, it was cool. I could really freak people out with it. Walk into a negotiation, you know, and start bleeding all over the other guy. But then people started finding out what it meant, that I'd been infected by cultists.